This is your weekly energetic check-in for January 17th to 23rd. So we have a whole bunch of stuff that's happening. I'm going to try and get through it point by point so we can go in and see how it applies to us directly. On a personal note, I can let you know that I could definitely feel something that was brewing this weekend. I could feel it for myself. There were a lot of third eye zaps that I was getting. There were a lot of very strong downloads that were coming through. The ones in particular that I don't like, the ones that feel like I'm being knocked down or shoved down or feel like I'm falling. So there were quite a few of those, which to me, again, when those feelings come through for me, I really feel like it's like the veil between the realms is very thin. And it's like all this astral debris just kind of like flows around. And so it's almost like I feel like, just for a lack of a better analogy, that it's like the jail is unlocked for a while and all of the, you know, everything, the good guys, the bad guys, the mix, all of them are just like free to roam. And it kind of feels like that kind of energy. So I have had a couple of nights of really good, good, deep sleep. So being able to sleep all through the night, it may have something to do with the homeopathic calms that I'm taking before I go to sleep. You should check them out. Highlands makes them. They're called calms, and they're a homeopathic remedy that you can take before you go to sleep. You can also take them anytime when you're feeling anxious or nervous or just feeling like there's a lot of energy coming through. They're very helpful for that. But I find the last two nights I've used them and I've managed to have really, really deep sleep. So here's the thing. So waking up today, feeling completely rested. So feeling like, yeah, that was an awesome sleep. But as soon as I opened up my energy, and because I knew that I was doing the energetic check-in this morning and began to feel into the atmosphere, it did not feel good. It does not feel good today at all. And yesterday it was interesting because I had several of my friends who are also light workers who right away first thing in the morning were like messaging me, what's going on today? I'm feeling wobbly, not feeling good. Tell me what's happening. And I was not feeling it then. I was like, oh, okay. I hope it's just happening to you. No offense, but I'm not feeling it yet. And so I didn't get it yesterday. I didn't have the awareness of that yesterday. But I did have the, it came through today, but I was getting the third eye zaps yesterday. So that just goes to show you that there's really no such thing as, the time. Like if we say, oh, it happened at 9 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. It really is different as to when you will receive it, when you will feel it. But that's usually close to like this, around the same amount of time. It's not too different as far as that goes. So you may have been feeling it. My point in all of that was you may have been feeling it and you may not have been feeling it, and it may be coming for you. It still may be coming through for you. And also at a different degree or level, right? We're all experiencing things at a different degree or level. When I first started my journey and had the conscious awareness of my awakening, my ascension symptoms were debilitating. I'm not even kidding you, I thought I was dying. They were so intense and so bad. You know, fast forward 15 years later, and my ascension symptoms are nowhere near what they were, thank God. And I think part of that is having the awareness of it, right? You have the understanding of, oh, okay, so this is what's happening. This is the energy that's coming through. So I know that I don't have to go into panic mode or fear mode about it. Because remember, panic and fear mode can be very powerful. And that's part of the fuel that kind of keeps you in that energy. So we want to make sure that that's not part of our story, that we are coming out of a place of fear and recognizing that none of those feelings or those vibrations belong to us. They're literally like weather systems that are coming through, that are moving through. Okay, so today, and you may have been feeling this for probably the last week and a half, 2 weeks maybe, we have the first full moon of the year of 2022, which is tonight. So this, the full moon, it's the, they're calling it the wolf full moon, which really, I looked into it. There's not a lot of significance other than from the Farmer's Almanac that this time of year that they said that the wolves would cry out or howl out because they were hungry. But no, I didn't find any really interesting story behind the name for that. But it does reach its peak around 6:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you're going to be feeling that build up right now. So you're going to feel that build up of energy. And then it'll be like the most intense part of it will be around that time. It'll be when it's fullest. So you guys know that when the full moon is, we're in the cycle of the full moon, it's the opposite side of the earth, right? It's the opposite side of the earth from the sun. So that means that it's like being in the dark, right? We're in the dark. This is why, you know, full moons typically have the energy of creating a little bit of chaos or crazy feelings or anxiety, restlessness, nervousness, right? It's well documented that on full moons, you know, hospitals are fuller. People that have any kind of mental health issues or feel exceptionally unwell. People that suffer from any kind of manic depressive stuff, they will feel even worse when the full moon energy is out. And it's really like it's a buildup of energy, right? That's what it is. It's just a buildup of energy that comes through because it's so big. Now, this particular full moon is going to be even more intense because it happens to be coming through the sign of Cancer. And so if you know the sign of Cancer, it's all about the emotions. It's all about the feels. It's all about the intensity of that. And this particular full moon for us is going to be about emotional release. So can you visualize that with me right now? It's funny because when I was tuning in and doing this, they were literally showing me like a bottle full of like, when you're going to pop the top off of popping the cork off of a bottle and there's that like bang, that explosion that happens. Yeah, that's kind of what we're going to be experiencing. So it's all of the stuff that we have been building up, all of the stuff that we have been holding in, all of the stuff that we have not released and cut and cleared. It's going to be coming up. Pay attention in your dreams. There's going to be some stuff that happens in the dream state for you again, clearing on your behalf of stuff that maybe you aren't feeling able to do here in this particular realm. So things that the dark stuff, the stuff that you've been like, I'm really not even looking at that, thinking about that. Even stuff that you've buried in your subconscious mind that you don't have the conscious awareness of, it's going to come up and it's going to be cleared. You're going to have the awareness of it and it's going to get cleared for you. Is this going to be uncomfortable? Absolutely. It's not. I'm not going to lie to you. This is going to be intense. This is going to be full. This is going to be a full-bodied experience. But you're going to get through it, and you have to get through it. And if you choose not to get through it, remember that bottled up energy is just going to get stronger and more intense for you, and then it's really not going to feel well. So we have two things happening. We have Mercury in retrograde. You guys know that. That's just started. We're brand new in it. I'm sure that some of you will have some experiences with that. That's communication. That's technologies. That's agreements, right? That's all that is Mercury. Mercury happens to be in retrograde in the sign of Aquarius right now. And so if you know any Aquarians, they're very interesting people, beings. I like Aquarians. I like the energy that they have. So they always have like this rational wisdom about them, which is good because that kind of energy will help us to see things clearer. There's an independence that they have. So that kind of independent energy, which will help us to feel strong. They often are creative. There's often that creative energy. Here's the thing where we need to be careful of, because we're going to have this effect, right? Remember, this is going to be around our communication stuff. So around, with the, being heard, feeling like we're being heard, and also listening skills. So because Aquarius is in the sign, is an air sign, right? That means thinkers, communicators, ideas, but heady, right? Heady, all in the head. So, you know, it would be very much, you know, if we start to talk about, you know, the, I'm hearing they're calling it the woo-woo stuff. If we talk about like the meditation, the channeling, the chanting, the tapping, all of that stuff to be helpful for us, your Aquarius energy may be like, ah, no, that's just kind of fluff and it's not going to do anything for me. So don't let that part come in and take over. Don't take the dark side of the Aquarius energy. The Aquarius energy also tends to be, and this is going to be like, really listen to this because this is important. It's really, you know, the Aquarians can be gossipy. They can be very, they like to meddle in things. They like to stir the shit pot. And there's a lot of gossipy energy in there. Now, because our planet of communication is in retrograde, just imagine what's going to happen if you're gossiping about somebody. if you're meddling into somebody else's business, and it's not going to go well. So do yourselves a favor right now. Just put that into your calendar. Put the red flags up for you. Do not talk about anybody else behind their backs right now. Don't even talk to their face about it right now. Not until Mercury goes direct. It's probably some good advice. Now, also, because of the Aquarius, the Mercury in Aquarius, one of the energies around that will be the indecisiveness. So not being able to, and it's also kind of like lack of follow through. So great ideas, but not necessarily taking care of business. So you may feel that as a bit of stagnation in what you're doing. So things may not be happening as quickly as you'd like them or think that they need to be. And that's okay, because this is just a cycle and we're going to get through it and then you'll be back on board. Now, the other side of that is we also have the planet Venus still in retrograde, right? Which is all about our relationships, right? That's our love, our relationships. It happens to be in the sign of Capricorn. And so, you know, we have some good things to come from Capricorn. And then we've got some things to be aware of as well. So Capricorn being the earth sign, that gives us the grounded energy, the loyal energy, organization, leadership, creative energy, intuitive, all that's there. Now, the flip side of having, and remember, we're going to tie these two together. So this is Capricorn we're talking about, and then we're talking about with the planet Venus, so that those two are coming together. So now the dark side or the shadow side of the Capricorn energy is the stubborn energy, the being unforgiving, the holding emotions in. So big key, I put in the pieces together here. So Capricorn energy all around us right now, right? But in particular with Venus, so our planet of relationships and love. And then we have the full moon, emotional releases in Cancer, popping the cork, all of that. And then we come back to Capricorn and we've got that holding the emotions in. Right? If you know any Capricorns, when they're upset about something, they don't talk to you about it. They don't let it out. They keep it in. It's all inside. They're like a vault. They're like, it stays inside. But what happens when you have vaulted everything, but you're getting all of that full moon energy and everything else, all that energy coming up for the release to push it out? It's going to be ugly. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be pleasant to watch. It's not going to be pleasant to experience. But again, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. They're literally showing me it's like going to be like one of those rip the band-aids off. You have to get the band-aid off. You have to do, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And that's kind of where we're going to be in this whole thing. Now, when I tuned into just the energy collectively on the planet right now, they just said to me, great heaviness on this planet. And I can feel that, like that heaviness is there without a doubt. That heaviness is there. And, you know, we're going through some really, really difficult things right now. It just, and it, and you know, it seems like it's one after the other. It seems like something has come up through the whole pandemic stuff, with the, you know, the closures, the lockdowns, the mandates, the people losing their jobs, the, you know, the hospital shortages, the all this stuff. And we come through it and it's like, okay, so we survived that. We're still continuing. We're still going. And then it feels like something else comes through. And it's, I'm, you know, so many of the, you know, the freedom fighters, or, you know, the people that have been standing up against all of this from the beginning, all of the things that they've been saying, like the worst case scenarios that could possibly happen from the beginning, it's all happening. It's all, you know, so there's no conspiracy theories anymore, because they're actuals, like they're actuals. They're, you know, which is kind of scary when you think about it. But again, we have to remind ourselves that this is serving a purpose. This is serving a purpose. This is not happening because there's just death and destruction and doomsday energy. It's serving a purpose for us. What it is right now, what we're supposed to be getting from it, not entirely clear to me. It's honestly, it's not. I, you know, in the middle of this whole thing, they always remind me that we have opportunity, that there's opportunity for growth and development, for awareness, for insight. But there are moments in this whole thing where it's just feels heavy. Like it just, there's, you know, there's just heaviness all the way around it. So that's kind of where we are right now. And, you know, we're not going to get stuck on that. We're not going to sit in it. We are going to allow it to keep on moving, to keep on clearing. And we're going to remind ourselves that, you know, we are not the actors in this movie. We're just the observers of it. And so we don't have to take on anything that does not feel good. And so do yourselves a favor and, you know, just take care of yourself, practice the self-love, the self-care. Continue to pop onto my main Facebook page. I'll be doing the, I'll, you know, keep you guys posted as to what comes up, through this. And you know, just, you guys have the tools, you know, the tools, you know, you're not by yourselves, you know, that you have a whole community of support. And all you have to do is put your hand out and ask for help. And, we will be there. We will be there for you. Okay, my lovelies, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will see you guys soon. Take care.